Perhaps the greatest treasure on this earth and one of the only things that will survive this life is human relationships, old friends. We are indeed rich if we have friends. Friends who have loved us through the problems, heartaches, and reversals of life. Deep, true, joyful friendships. Life is just too short and eternity too long to live without old friends.
Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. Now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
I could not go much farther without a helping hand. Well, standing there, all alone, a voice to me did say, if you're looking for Mount Calvary, I can show you the way. Working my way back to Calvary, it's been so long since I've been there. Working my way back to Calvary, this narrow path will take me there. Just ahead, an old familiar pathway I can see, from the light that's in the distance, that old cross I plainly can see. Through tear-stained eyes I struggle on, as a voice to me did say, if you're looking for Mount Calvary, let me show you the way. Working my way back to Calvary, it's been so long since I've been there. Working my way back to Calvary, this narrow path will take me there. Yes, this narrow path will take me there.
I'm not on an eagle tree. I'm nothing on my own. I make mistakes, I often slip. Just common flesh and bone. But I'll prove someday just what I say, I'm of a special kind. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind. The look of love was on his face, thorns were on his head, blood was on his scarlet robe, stained a crimson red, though his eyes was on the crowd that day. Looked ahead in time. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind. He knew me, yet
probably too late now. But I don't worry about that too much, because I'm happy anyhow. And as I go along life's journey, I'm reaping better than I've sown. For I'm drinking from the saucer, for my cup has overflowed. I ain't got a lot of riches. Sometime the going it gets rough. Oh, but I have a friend in Jesus, and that makes me rich enough. Now I thank God for all His blessing and His mercy He bestows. For now I'm drinking from my saucer, for my cup has overflowed. Why, sure, I've been through some storms, and yes, I'm sure there's been times, well, when my faith must have gotten very, very thin. But you know what? It seemed like that one day, all at once, while those dark clouds moved aside and the old sun began to shine again. So Lord, help me not to grumble. Help me not to complain about all the tough roads that I've had to hoe. Because now I'm drinking from a saucer. Because thanks to you, Lord, my cup is now overflowed. And if I should go on living, and if my way gets steep and rough, I won't ask for other blessings, for I'm already blessed enough. May I never Lord, to help another bear their load. And I'll keep drinking from the saucer, for my cup has overflowed. Yes, I'll keep drinking from my saucer, Lord, 'cause my cup has overflowed. Yes, Lord, my cup has overflowed. If the storms of life have shattered all your hopes and plans, and the light upon the path you walk is dim, remember God still loves you, and He holds you in His hand. He invites you, cast your cares upon Him. He has borne your grief and sorrow. There's no reason to be down. No reason to believe you cannot win. Though you may not understand the storm you feel within your soul, reach out in faith, cast your care upon Him.
Just reach out in faith, cast your care upon Him.
You know you've searched in all directions, but the way is not safe. It seems that confusion and doubt, they seem to lie on every hand. God will not forsake you. He is your dearest friend, and He tells you, cast your care upon Him. He has borne your grief and sorrow. There's no reason to be down. No reason to believe you cannot win. Though you may not understand the storm you've had within your soul, reach out in faith, cast your care upon Him. Though you may not understand the storm you feel within your soul, reach out in faith, cast your care upon Him. He came from Galilee, a carpenter by trade. He came to build His Father's church on plans they had made. His destiny was Calvary. His mission will not fail. He will build a church on a rugged cross with three old rusty nails. This church is still standing, and it will never fall. Bloodstain its foundation, and faith put up the wall. Though the world may come against it, on a rugged cross and three old rusty nails. Bricks and stones themselves alone aren't anything that it takes to build a church that will stand so strong when this old world begins to shake. Now fool may build his building tall, but it will be so frail compared to the church that Jesus church on a rugged
celebration that is being planned today, and there's a feeling of excitement in the air, and the final preparations are all now underway, and the guest of honor soon shall take his place.
Oh, what a together with the Savior. Oh, what a day when His glory we behold. My heart is thrilled to know that I'll be in the number when the crowning King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Reads like a page from history. The saints of all the ages will be on hand, and the singing of the ransom choir will entertain us there. We'll all rejoice at the merry supper of the Lamb.
Oh, what a day together with the Savior. Oh, what a day when His glory we behold. My heart is thrilled to know that I'll be in the number when the crowning King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Oh, what a day burning, for at that meeting, just inside the eastern gate.
I will meet you in the morning.
I will meet
you in the morning,
just inside the eastern gate over there.
I will meet you in the morning.
I will
meet you in the morning.
I will meet you in the morning over there. I will meet you in the morning over there. There came a sound from heaven as a mighty rushing wind, and it filled their hearts with laughter, and it gave them peace within. The prophet, he gave the warning. He said, the Spirit, it will descend, and from your inner being a river with no end. There is a river that flows from God above. There is a fountain, and it's filled with God's own love. Come to these waters, there is a vast supply. And her soul, it was bound for hell. But then she met the Master. He told her of her great sin. He said, if you drink from this water, you'll never thirst again. There is a river that flows from God. There is a river, and manage fear with God's own love. Come to these waters, there is
coming down from God out of heaven. The walls are of jasper, the gates are of pearl, the streets of pure gold. He tells of a pure river of life that flows from the throne. And when we have reached that beautiful place, we're known as we're let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river where loved ones dwell who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to...